This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Everybody's favorite eccentric quarterback decided yesterday was a good day to speak. And so Aaron Rodgers and his buddy went on his buddy Pat McAfee show. And Pat McAfee's thing with Aaron Rodgers, it's worked out for both of them. Clearly, it's given Aaron his own venue to speak and say anything he wants and make some money. And it's given Pat McAfee a chance to have a big-time guest who attracts attention and, you know, enhance his show. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a you scratch my back, I'll scratch your situation.
Sure.
But Aaron, who is still a free agent, mm-hmm. finally kind of busted out and spoke yesterday, and he hadn't in a while.
Right.
I wonder about this guy, and I don't mean in any bad way or anything like that. He's still a free agent, so you know he's still out there. There are a number of teams that still need a quarterback. He said he has talked to the Pittsburgh Steelers,
yep,
and the Minnesota Vikings,
mm-hmm.
which I think is kind of interesting.
Hey, man, Lizzo.
Keep going. Didn't mention the Cleveland Browns.
Okay, it was a joke that went over your head. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
keep going.
Yeah, thanks. Had talked to the Giants a little bit. Mm-hmm. Had a great conversation with Brian Daboll. Mm-hmm. But those are the teams that are out there. But Aaron came out and said some things yesterday. And I just, before we get into these, Dan, I was an Aaron Rodgers disciple. As a worshiper. As a guy who had said when Aaron Rodgers was playing well, he's what?
It's the best quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
There it is. And you know what?
Tell everyone, you haven't watched much football, though. Just tell them. You've only seen like three games in your entire life, and Aaron played in two of them. Just tell everybody. Be honest.
Watched a lot of Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
And we're talking about him, okay? So if he's just trying to get out there and, you know, stay relevant and everything else, well, by God, it's working because he's on McAfee and shows all around the country are talking about him like we are right now.
Hey,
mm-hmm. Is he going to play football, or is he just kind of like milking the I'm Aaron Rodgers and – I'm trying to keep my name and face out there in public.
Just before you answer that, can we take this at the one of the quotes yesterday on the show was, I'm just going through a lot in my personal life, and that has to take precedence at this point.
He says he's in a different phase of his life. He's in a serious relationship. And then
I'm just going through a lot in my personal life, and that has to take precedence at this point. He's a person that can... That can hold off the NFL for a second because there are teams that would take him, obviously.
And would take him in October if they suddenly needed a quarterback.
Can we weigh into the fact that he is dealing with some stuff in his personal life and that, or do you, or not?
It's Aaron Rodgers. It's all on the table.
Well, when someone says that, don't you want to take him at their word? I mean, there's a lot of, you know, things that people go through.
Yes, absolutely. It's why I say it's Aaron Rodgers. And with that being said, it's really all on the table. It could be a lot of personal things in his life. It could be the man is addicted to the limelight. It could be teams aren't calling me the way that I would want them to call me, so I have no leverage in this Pittsburgh deal, so I'm going to go on here and try to get more leverage. Or it could straight be I'm having issues in my personal life and need time to get that under wraps.
Yeah.
The problem is it's so Aaron Rodgers that you can't just take him for his word. That you're always looking for an ulterior motive.
See, that's the thing I agree with you on. It's like, if it were just any regular guy, you would think, okay, you know, 41, has issues, might he want to play, might he not want to play, personal life, whatever, who knows. But because he's been out there on a number of odd kind of things, makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It's
would you do if you were him? If I were him, I'd go Joe Flacco. I'd wait till the season starts, and then I'd wait to see if there's a team that needs me. Sit on the couch. Why not? What's he got to? What's the worst that's going to happen? His body's going to heal a little? Is he going to feel a little fresher when he plays?
Is the phone going to ring?
Did it ring for Flacco?
Well, it rang for Flacco because you had enough people involved saying enough nice things. Like, if we all remember, Kevin Stefanski picked up the phone and called Gary Kubiak. And Gary Kubiak was the one who kind of was like, here's the thing with Flacco. This is what he does well. This is how you can build. This is how you can make this work. The only person right now, well, there might be two people, who I can think of off the top of my head who would have nice things to say about Aaron Rodgers. Be Tom Clements, the Green Bay quarterback coach who retired a little bit ago.
Yeah.
And Nathaniel Hackett. And outside of that, I don't know of many other people who are going to come out and say nice things about Aaron Rodgers when it comes to coaching him.
But if you only need him for half a season, can you put up with it if you're a good team that loses a quarterback that could bring you to the playoffs and you feel like he could come in and help you and maybe just try to at least weather the storm for the end of a season?
Is he going to come in and adapt to your system, or is he going to come in and try to put in his system?
You don't bring him in if you think he's going to try. If he's not going to try to do what you want him to do, you just don't bring him in. It's not that hard.
Then that's, I think that's where we are right now. Because that's the Aaron Rodgers problem.
Do you think he plays next year?
No. I think he's done.
You think he's done as a football player because he wants to be or because he can't play anymore?
Column A, column B. I mean, it's like Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning always said, I would keep playing, but the phone stopped ringing. I wonder if that's where Aaron Rodgers is. He's got one team calling him.
And that team is in Pittsburgh.
It's in Pittsburgh. And maybe he decides to take that and play this year, and maybe he's got one season of pure spite left in him, even though I think he would break Arthur Smith and get everybody fired. And I wonder if that's weighing in Pittsburgh, too.
I wonder if he'd be a fit in Minnesota, where they might want to give J.J. McCarthy a breather and not play him this coming year. I think, and they're really high on J.J. McCarthy, but if they could bring in Aaron Rodgers for a year, and J.J. McCarthy could watch him, I could see that.
But he's not going to run the Kevin O'Connell system. Like, that's the problem.
Well, he'd have to.
Well, then you're in the standoff. You're in it. I watched, and the only reason I say that, Jeff, is I watched the guy openly rebel against Matt LaFleur. Like, I watched him on the field do nothing but throw quick game and fades because he refused to do anything else. I watched him change the play at the line of scrimmage from run plays that were under center to putting him in shotgun and openly rebelling. Like, that's the reason why the last year of Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay went so south and they missed the playoffs is because the quarterback was rebelling against the offense.
Yeah, that's frowned upon usually, isn't it? Kevin's in Sandusky. Kevin, welcome.
Hey, Kev.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me on the show, guys.
Thanks for going.
Yeah, good. I just wanted to say this, and I'm going to be up for it. I'm not a big Aaron Rodgers fan. I definitely think he's a great quarterback. He's been a good quarterback, but, like, he's not going to bring anything to a team in this stage in his career but drama. I mean, you look at what he's done. I mean, the guy's won one Super Bowl, 2008 against the Steelers. So, yeah, he's a Super Bowl champion, but there's a lot of quarterbacks that have only won one Super Bowl and don't bring so much drama, and that's what you're going to get with Aaron Rodgers. I'm sorry. That's my take on that.
Kevin, thank you very much. The thing, if you're Pittsburgh right now, your quarterback's Mason Rudolph.
What's he going to take? More money? I mean, is it for him to go to Pittsburgh? Is this money?
It sounds like it's going to be commitment on his part. Is really what it's going
to
be, right?
Here's the other thing: is he waiting till after the draft to see to what Pittsburgh does in the draft? Is that another thing? I mean, at this stage of the game, I think he should just get on the roster and then let them draft a quarterback that they think can be the future down the road. I think a lot of people look at Kirk Cousins and say, "Look what happened to him there." Especially if you're an older quarterback and you want to play. Don't you have to look and see what a team does? If you can wait, I mean, what's he got to wait, 6 days to see what they do in the draft?
I would think that if you're Pittsburgh and you sign Aaron Rodgers, you just start him. It doesn't matter what you do in the draft. If you're Minnesota and you bring in Aaron Rodgers, you're going to start him. It doesn't matter that J.J. McCarthy is sitting there. Nobody's going to bring in Aaron Rodgers to be a backup quarterback because he's not going to go anywhere to be a backup quarterback. He'll never play that role in the NFL,
no,
in my opinion.
And, well, he can guarantee himself he's not going to get stuck if he just waits six more days, too.
Well, but you know what, though, Andy? I honestly don't think a team would even bring him in if they signed him before the draft and then draft a quarterback and say that guy's going to be our starter or there's an open competition. Dano, there's no way that he would tolerate that, is there?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah.
No, and so, but why would he even want to put himself in that position if he just waits six more days?
Because he decides he wants to play and make sure he plays and get on a team and go be the starter. No?
I don't know. I mean, maybe there's something to be learned from Kirk Cousins.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What happened last year? There's something Maybe. To be learned there. I would, if I were him, wait. What's the hurry now? Just might as well wait. Wait till after the draft. Because if you bring him in after, and say they want to draft somebody, I'm not saying that they're going to draft in the first round, but if they drafted a first round quarterback, they all know the game. Like, you draft a first round quarterback, there's pressure to get that guy in the field by week one.
Here's how preposterous pro sports happen to be, and of course Aaron Rodgers, an extremely highly paid quarterback at the time, on his contract demands when he was on McAfee. He said, I've told every single one of the teams I've talked to, it's not about money. I'll play for $10 million. I don't care. I'll play for $10 million. I don't care.
I mean, come on, jump change.
$10 million. Doesn't have to be the big money. Isn't that funny, Andy?
Yeah, that's really funny.
I'll play for $10
million. Talk about not being in the real world.
Exactly right. Isn't that funny? That's the thing that I found funny about that. Boy, he did not have a good time in New York with the Jets.
Mm-mm.
And he said this about his meeting with Aaron Glenn, the new Jets coach. Maybe this is the real world too. I figured that when I flew across the country on my own dime, that there was going to be a conversation. Oh my God, Aaron had to buy a plane ticket.
Oh boy. What is the world coming to?
Again, if you're trying to predict the actions of Aaron Rodgers, you probably need to find something better to do because no one can do it. I don't even think that dude knows what he's going to do next.
Wow. Apparently, Aaron Glenn, the new coach of the Jets, told Aaron Rodgers that he thought Rodgers about potentially undermining his leadership during team meetings. Quarterback said, I don't want to be any part of that. It was already a debacle.
Wow.
Anyhow, we'll see where Aaron Rodgers ends up. He didn't like his departure from the Jets. So far, does not have another team. We'll see what happens, where he ends up, or if he ends up working in television or doing absolutely nothing. You never know.
Is there another game show available?
Might be.
Sam Amico.
Press your luck, baby.
They got Sports Jeopardy. They got Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Why does it have to be Jeopardy? He stunk on Jeopardy. They need to pick out something different.
Because he likes it.
Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com, coming up at 1:20. Cavaliers awaiting the winner of tonight's Hawks-Heat game. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.